Is this on? Oh. Okay. Great.
Okay, so... Let's just get into it then. I'm Anthony Walker, and I'm a student and a teaching assistant. I'm working towards my master's in the astrobiology department for physics, with the current goal of specializing in astrophysics. Though that might change, since I've been enjoying atomic physics more recently. Oh, and I TA for an undergrad astronomy lab. This is the start of, Okay, you know what? Let's do this. I'm starting a short scientific project that these logs will form the basis of. For context, I haven't been sleeping well. I've sort of been having these dreams. Well, it's one dream, but it's been recurring these last 2 months or so. Well, okay, it's more of a recurring nightmare. It sounds stupid, and I really didn't think that much of it, but I had an accident in the lab a week ago, in a class setting. We were working with Bose-Einstein condensates, cold atom lab stuff, and I was supposed to be watching, but I was just so exhausted. I didn't doze off or anything, but some glass exploded. Just went everywhere. I still don't know why. We were using liquid helium, which has a long history of use and no history of explosions, and the containers that hold the gases never shatter like that. Thankfully, I was the only one who got hurt, and it wasn't serious. Probably. I think the doctor said it would scar a little on my head and hand, but the rest of the cuts are superficial and will disappear. My professor claimed it was a freak accident, but I was supposed to be monitoring. I was supposed to be monitoring temperature and activity, and if another student got hurt on my watch, it's not okay! Especially in a graduate setting, lab safety is basic knowledge. It's fundamental, and I blew it quite literally. So I've decided that this recurring dream needs to stop. Now, I've mentioned it to a couple of friends, namely Sandra and Jericho, and they recommended getting a sleep therapist or something, or just going to general therapy to see if there's a psychological route to it. To which I replied, "Sandra, that's stupid." And they said, "Why?" And then I said, "Because I'm broke, Sandra. Therapy? In this economy? Not on my salary." Instead, I decided to just conduct my own research on it, record some dream logs going over my sleep for the next week or so and see if I can find a pattern. Maybe it will be psychological, of course.
Dreams being a result
of your brain sorting information and things. I hang around my friends and research a lot of astronomy, so I see those things in my dreams, right? So, sorry. The lights just flickered. Huh. Actually, I think it was supposed to storm tonight. I hope we don't have a power outage. If we do, though, I'm pretty sure my laptop has enough charge. I could just swap over. Anyway, so that's the summary. Sleep deprivation caused by recurring nightmares leading to a lab accident. I'm here to figure out why it's happening and how to stop it. Lifestyle change, unaddressed anxieties, what I ate for breakfast. Who's to say? Now that the introduction is out of the way, let's get into this. I don't know why this is so embarrassing. I'm the only one here. And the only one who's going to listen back to this. So just spill the beans, Walker. Anthony Walker. Dream log. The 6th of February, 2023. 8:47 p.m. Dream recountment begins. I always wake up in the same room, lying face down on the same bed, worn comforter under my cheek. As I come to, the room is filled with a dim yellow light. Fuzzy spots before my eyes. There's something on the ground beside the bed that I can never focus my eyes on it, but I know it's a small train set with adjustable train tracks. A kid's toy. I sit up carefully and kick my feet over the edge of the bed, bleary trying to orient myself and get a better look at it. And as soon as I rise, the anxiety starts to slowly but steadily creep in. The room is small, rectangular, though it's very nearly a square. The walls have been papered over, but it peels at the edges, dull color curling over and hiding itself. On turning, I find that the bed I'd been resting on is tucked into the corner. Next to where the headboard is pressed against the wall, there stands a tall, dark, rustic dresser. The large top portion has two doors, each adorned with a small ring that can be used to tug them open. Beneath that, a set of three drawers make up the bottom portion of the dresser. The floor is... well, I think it's wood, but, I can't remember it clearly. Then I turn my attention to the window sitting on the adjacent wall that the bed touches, next to the footboard. It looks like a pure white slide-open window, paint chipped slightly along the wood. And so I stand, puzzled, in the middle of this deteriorating room, trying to make sense of why I'm here, what to do next, when finally a door catches my eye. A door on the wall across from my bed, made of weathered wood like the dresser, complete with a brassy knob. Or was it one of those doors with a ring handle? However, every time I'm here, as soon as I notice the door, the warm buzzing light in the room flickers and goes out, plunging the room into the dark. Thanks to the minuscule amount of light the window sheds, and really, it is strangely little for a window of that bright a white, I'm left squinting, struggling in the dark to make out the room, now suddenly cast in deep, muted grays. With the death of the lights comes silence. Ever-present hum, now absent. And in that silence, I freeze, listening. And I begin to hear this skittering outside the walls of the room. My palms sting, nails drawing blood. I don't think I breathe in dreams, but the ache catches in my throat all the same. A chill like rain trails down my back and settles into my gut. Eyes widening to catch sight of something, hopeless in the dark, but desperate all the same. There's no furniture in the room that's small enough for me to be able to move in time, and the train set is way too tiny to make a difference. So instead, I snatch up the blanket from the bed. I throw it over my shoulders. Left first, then around to the right, and I rush to the door and throw myself down with my back to it. The skittering grows louder. Something sharp scrapes against the wood, becomes insistent scratching, the reverb in my ear. I shiver as though it were carving directly into my spine, catching along each vertebra. After a few minutes, the scratching stops. I sit there, each muscle stone. Scarcely breathing. The air is still, heavy with trepidation. And then it starts to slam on my door, repeatedly. The first hit jolts me forward. My head collides with the wood with a dull thunk on the way down. Dazed and weak from pain, the next slam manages to gain ground. The door opens a quarter of a foot, I think. I'm trying to gauge the size of the gap. I can only sort of see it off to the side. I push my back upwards against the door again, scrambling to my feet for more purchase. Then I rear back just for a split second, and I ram my shoulder into the door, forcing the gap closed, nearly shutting. It bounces off the edge of the frame slightly, door ring clinking, and then shoves back forward. The wood smashes into the back of my head again, onslaught relentless, and I feel tears prick at my eyes, burning. My head feels heavy. I'm just trying to sway in a backwards direction instead of forward towards the window, but the room is spinning. Gasping for breath, I sink my nails into the wood of the door and the frame and feel splinters emerge. God help me. It lasts forever. It lasts forever in that alternating hell. Except there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and I can't fight, so I just sit here crying, and I'm doing my best to keep the door closed and to keep that thing out of my room, thinking to myself, this can't be happening, this can't be happening! A final harsh push against the door, and then my arms give out. I lose my grip on the doorframe. I fall forward onto my knees. And as the door begins to swing open, I wake up. Here in my bed. In yet another room. After I turn my alarm off, I always have to, like, I don't know, pinch myself. I spend most mornings really out of it, disoriented. I use any sensory aspect of my morning routine to try and convince myself that I'm fine and I'm awake. But my hands always ache. When I look into them, they're wet with blood, oozing sluggishly from little indent cuts in my palm. And there's dried blood crusted under my nails and coating my fingertips. My head aches. But it usually fades in a few minutes after I've sat up. I always hesitate to open the door and go into the hallway. I stand there like an idiot with my stupid hands shaking, and it is stupid, the lingering fear, because it's just a dream. But I put on the old lab coat and tell myself that if I'm late to the lab again, Dr. Estrada will fire me. And the thought of how that's going to look when I apply to a lab in the future is terrifying. And then I go to class and crack an energy drink. The bonus is that people think my shaking is just the caffeine. So, dream recountment ends. Forgot that part. I want to try and keep these logs sort of clean. Do the information introduction, mark the start and the end of the dream, and reserve the end for comments. In terms of comments this time, I'm not really sure. I think as I log it, I'll notice any changes and patterns. Right now, the running hypothesis is that it's a heightened anxiety dream reflecting feeling trapped by circumstances. Could be overwork, feeling hunted, which is what Sandra is always telling me. The thing outside the door could very much be some sort of embodiment of fears or something. It would be nice if I could get more information or leave the room to see it. Sorry, all of my lights just went out all at once. I literally just replaced those. The circuits here suck. They randomly surge, so I'm always replacing bulbs. That's really annoying, actually. But I can always finish my work on my laptop anyway, I guess. It would actually be a good idea to see if facing off with the thing could end the loop. It might break down the logic that the dream is built on. You know, I think I'm going to try and start looking into lucid dreaming. I'll talk to Sandra about it and see what they know. That, and, well, I guess I could try and organize a more efficient work schedule. Either way, only time will tell. For now, I think that's all. Good night. I hope.
The Dreamwalker Podcast is an LGBTQ, analog horror, cosmic horror, and urban fantasy audio drama distributed by Aussiescape LLC. This podcast is directed and written by Damien Oz and assistant directed by Ali. You know, Ali. That Ali. The Ali we all know. Episode 1. Dreamlog, The Room, features Damien Oz as Anthony Walker and original music by Kenna Ramsey and Kai N. This episode was brought to you from the universe through the following team. Direction and writing by Damien Oz. Assistant direction by Ali. Script editing, audio direction, and sound design by Isabel M. Dialogue editing by Nolan E. And music composition by Kenna Ramsey and Kai N. Good night, dear listeners, and sweet dreams.